Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm your host with the most and Liberty, Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and sort of stuck, Miss Amanda.
Hey.
We're here to... You were a few minutes ago. Off the air, she was stuck. Her necklace was stuck. She got stuck. It was all kind of weird. Anyways, so we're here to tantalate and otherwise yammer at you about stuff that, we think it's important. It is what it is. Well, let me get a drink here. This is the big pre-fucking Exotica show. we're getting ready to leave in a couple weeks. So when this show comes out, when it's released, we'll be on the road. We'll be driving. We'll be driving on that.
You'll have to release
Chicago.
It beforehand, though.
Yeah, I'll release and then we'll leave.
Okay.
Like right after I leave. So when people are starting to realize it's out, we'll be like on the road to Chicago, hammering through the night to our destination of desire and depravity. It'll be awesome. Anyways, so for those of you following along at home, this is season 7, episode 297. Holy shit, we are so close to 300. You can sense it's electric here in the studio tonight. You can tell. God. Anyways, so we're pretty jazzed. Shout out to our sponsors, why we have them. Would you like to do it? No, wait. You need to rest. We got a long show, baby. First and foremost, if you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the lifestyle, you know where you go? I do. I bet she does too. She falls asleep to it daily. ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. Don't forget to check them out. 3 million readers can't be wrong. And remember, right now, currently, as we speak, you go to ASN Lifestyle Magazine Awards. You can vote once every day in April, and you can vote for us to get some more hardware like we have on our shelves behind us here in the studio for best expo, convention, and trade show. That'd be Crazy Winter Nights, as well as the best adult takeover, which would be Crazy Winter Nights. We've got some good friends up for some other things as well.
Juicy. Did you do Adult Takeover?
Yep. Okay. The Juicy Debauchery. Been saying it for a couple weeks. It's all right. It's only a dream, Jimmy. We've been to the Juicy Debauchery for Best New Business less than a year. And for a fun podcast. Our podcast is fun, but...
Fun Pineapple.
But nobody likes us. So we don't really... For the 10 people listening to us, don't forget to vote for the Fun Pineapple for Best
Podcast. You have more people listening right now than 10.
They might be listening. Their computer's up. There's a difference.
A lot of people don't have laptops
anymore. Are you listening?
Kind
of. See, there we go, and you're sitting in the same fucking room with me. And I can even prove that fact when you went, you did the adult takeover? Yep, we actually made that motherfucker all the way through the first round of voting to get there. Surprise! Anyways, so, here we go. So check it out. Also, don't trust your favorite pussy to just anybody when it comes to sex toys. You don't want that clit damaged. You don't want a broken clit. Ew, a broken clit. Aw. Go to Quality Names, top quality toys at all time. MotorBunny.com, a name you know and can trust in the lifestyle. Let your clit get off with only the best. MotorBunny.com. And finally, don't eat bland meat. That's the rule of the world. Now you don't have to because you go to smokinmeatsbbqtreats.com and get your extraordinarily delicious favorite flavor of meat rub, or get them all, hickory dust, lemon pepper, SBG, orange mango, habanero, pineapple paradise, and
Cinecue.
And coming very soon, they have our very own special blend of it's Kasma special blend, meat rub as well. So you can go to their website, which is smokinmeatsbbqtreats.com. Use Kasma15, get a 15% discount today. All right, so.
My hair looks like shit. It's a good thing it's a podcast.
And away the show goes, and off the rails, it looks lovely. I've seen your hair in all different states today. I saw it in the morning before you did anything with it. I saw it after when you were mid-process and you were talking to me and putting it up in pins and straightened parts at a time. Right? I saw it when I was fucking you from behind, and it was bouncing around. I made you look up like you had a dick in your mouth at the same time because that was getting me off. And I saw it with your head down and on the back when I saw it after we had sex as well.
What the fuck?
Just saying. What?
Wow. Okay.
Well, okay. What part of that statement was false or incorrect?
None of it. But the thing is that my hair probably didn't look a whole lot different.
It did to me because I saw some other fucking person's hand on the back of it fucking putting a dick in your mouth. So it's amazing what I saw.
Wow, there. Your imagination is something
else. You know what? I got the most out of Sesame Street. I'm not going to lie.
You what?
I got the most out of Sesame Street. Imaginary friends, imaginary, you know, like the whole thing. The secret finger, you know, where Kermit could draw with a magic finger. Imagination. We're going to use your mind.
I didn't watch Sesame Street.
Well, you should have, because you know what you would have seen? You dick in your mouth earlier today, just saying. So, wow. Leave me alone if it gets... I just paid a whole bunch of money to be tested, and just because I wanted to have my butt swabbed and my fucking throat swabbed and stabbed.
She was gentle on throat swabbing.
Okay, she didn't make me cry like the doctor's office, which is really great. I still gagged a little bit. The thing is, it's important that you get tested because we're going to a place where testing is important. It's not as important that I get tested. Well, it's important
everywhere.
Do you know why it's important for me to get tested? Seriously?
Why?
So that I could fuck you between now and the end of Exotica. Otherwise, I can't. That's true. Why. So basically, I paid $300 to fuck my wife.
Wow.
Seems as if...
How come I'm not getting any of that?
You are. You got my dick.
What about butt swabbing?
You got my dick. I paid. I'm fucking you.
No, but I want part of the $300.
We'll talk to talent testing, you bitch. Wow. I'll leave it on
Does
the
nice. Does that mean I need to charge you $300 every
did
time?
Did I not drive your ass today to Omaha to pick up a box of clothes?
Will you not benefit from it?
Not as much as you will. My imagination is good, yes, but maybe. I'll benefit, but you'll benefit more. Did I not entertain you on the way to Omaha? Did I not make you laugh, crack jokes throughout the day? Was I not a good clown?
Crack weird jokes throughout the day.
I was. Did I not go with you to the store? Did we not shop and spend quality time together?
That was on the way home.
Right, but did we not do other stuff together, Dave? Don't fucking, why are we fucking, why are we being this way?
We're not.
Really?
See my reflection, that's horrible.
Really? You sure?
It's like you spend every day with me.
I do, and one of the two of us enjoys it. Apparently, I'm the only, there's only one of the two of us. Thank God one of us does. Anyways, no, all right, smart ass. You have to do the butt swab yourself. They don't do the butt swab for you. You have to do the butt swab.
Yeah, you have to
yourself.
Do this.
But the throat swab they do for you, which is good because I would just spit on it and lie and say I didn't. No, I wouldn't because that's wrong. You don't fuck around with the testing shit. That's legit. But anyway, so yeah, I took you out and took you so you could see the. I took you to an area where it's supposed to be better eclipse. I can't help it. It was 300 miles away from where we're at. I tried. I did all
we
I could do.
We were closer.
It was a self swabbing situation. It was. I did the best I could.
Yeah, the self it testing. Ew.
I'm gonna. Yeah, the testing sucks, and you're gonna be doing like three more times this month. So, yay, you! You're gonna be fucking. You're gonna be a swabbed up mess. You're gonna be a pirate, arr, matey.
How?
Because you'll be swabbing stuff, like swab the decks. Just saying. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week long. I'm in rare fucking form because of what we're gonna talk about today. Quite possibly. Right?
Have at it.
Why is it I always have to have at it?
Because I don't remember what it was. I said, we need to talk about this one. I kind of do. I do. Okay.
I almost feel like we do this show twice. Once when you and I talk about it, and then we do it again live, and both times, only one of us know what the show's about.
Blame it on being old. Fuck.
I'll wait till you're done. Go ahead. Okay. You good? I don't want you to miss any of this. It's your first time hearing this. Okay.
Okay. So 4 o'clock this morning, Cole gets up to pee. He comes back. I'm like, shit, I have to go to the bathroom.
Now, wait a minute. 4 o'clock this morning when I got up to pee, I contemplated for a half hour before I went.
Well.
In fear that it would wake the dog up. And here's the other point of this about who's tireder. I went to bed at 2:30.
That's
so,
his schedule, not mine. I can't stay up that late.
So I went to bed at 2:30 because I was getting doing stuff. So I went to bed at, well, I know it was about 2. So I went to bed at 2. I had to pee at 4. At 3:30, sit there and then snuck to the bathroom, snuck back, nobody waking up.
I woke up at like 4 and I'm like, no, you're going to hold it. 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 Shit. And then the dog starts whining. As soon as I go to the bathroom, because I'm the one that lets him out every morning. So, of course, he was like,
And what did your loving husband say and do? I'll take care of him.
I'll take care of it. But then there was a bunch of racket outside. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Well, no. And I did. I went out with them and whatever.
There was
and
then, racket. Then, there was like the animals fighting.
In the front of the house, an animal was getting killed. And they weren't mating. The animal got was getting eaten. We had one.
But I thought it was raccoons in the attic. So no. I don't know.
One of our dogs is he's a 25-pound walking snack. So we have to watch that. And then the other ones, you know, so... Yeah, and then but then you took a little. You didn't take much of a nap, but you went in to lay down at one point in time.
I did.
So yeah, so now we're even because I took a nap before the show.
There you go. I'm
still fucking tired, but I'll also be up till 2 o'clock in the morning again.
But I'm always tired.
You are. You're not always old. No, do that shows wrinkles. Okay. Anyways, all right. So wow. No. So what we want to talk about today? Let's get back on. Let's have a show where we actually stay focused, shall we? Probably not, but it sounds like a lot of fun. So what the
you're getting made fun of for your grammar,
huh?
You're getting made fun of for your grammar.
I know. Wait till I start
saying tired or isn't a word.
It is
more tired.
Yes. I so bad I want to make a smart ass comment, but I'm not going to.
Please refrain. Why aren't we doing this?
The bar. Southern, northern, southern. Anyways, just saying. Because I love you. I'll wear my hat. Okay, don't fucking be that way, bitchy. Okay, so.
No, I'm just.
I am not country. I'm an Omaha boy all the way through. So, okay. So, we talk about... What the fuck was that? What are we doing?
I don't know.
We talked about the need to practice eye rolling in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently,
okay.
I have a really bad...
Well, we both do. When enough stupid hits us. So, the thing... What we're going to talk about, and this is, like... You hear about this all the fucking time. You see this all the fucking time. And the show is that we're touching on the concept because it's all different levels and things in the lifestyle that happens. And we're talking about the concept basically of this absolutely asinine, annoying, fucking overpromise, underdeliver bullshit, right? That runs rampant in the lifestyle. And here's the thing. Folks, this is something that applies. It doesn't matter if you attend a lifestyle thing once every fucking 7 years, if you are out every weekend, if you put on events, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It all the way across the fucking board. And it's this basic fucking concept of when your mouth flaps, when your cock holster goes blah, 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 what comes out of it, you now own and have a responsibility to fucking, like, follow through, remember it, do something with it, whatever the case may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing more frustrating. And look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's about you're going to meet somebody somewhere, right? You're setting up to do, we see it all the time, people talking about getting ghosted, right? Simple kind of, you know, people, literally, I went to a bar or a restaurant, wherever they were supposed to meet somebody, and got ghosted. And then the person has a million one excuses if they even contact back with them, right? Mm-hmm. Or whether you're supposed to meet somebody at an event. The plan is to meet at an event. Maybe it's to go to dinner before the event starts. Maybe it's to meet up to meet each other. Whatever the case may be. And then people don't follow through.
Mm-hmm.
It's about attending events. One of the most frustrating things when you are an event planner is everybody can't click the going button fast enough on Facebook for an event. And it's the reason we collect money ahead of time, part of it, because it's like you can't plan for anything because it's like in real life. People deal with this in real life as well because, you know, people don't RSVP or they RSVP and they don't follow through. And it's just like, folks, Accountability.
I always err in the caution of RSVP because if they needed to order food, but if I can't go, then.
But you'll follow
but
up and
like
let them.
A wedding or something.
But you'll follow up and let them know. It look. Here's the part of the lifestyle. We preach this concept in the lifestyle. We preach communication. And look, this is, as we are living this, this is not just something that's in the lifestyle side, the swinger side of it. It's on the adult side of it as well, right? This concept, we preach communication. And we say, you have to have honest communication. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes making a mistake and getting called out on it. It sucks. We all, that blows. Right? I have to go, hey, I fucked that up. Right? Nobody likes that. We get that. And that's okay. But it goes a long ways in the honesty factor. If you can just be honest and say, hey, I fucked this up, versus that human nature is to try to throw excuses. And how is it? Okay, so if you were supposed to meet somebody, you had set up, you've been chatting online with somebody or another couple, and you're supposed to meet that couple, and either you forgot or you changed your mind, there's a lot of value for you and your reputation to say, if you've forgotten, after I have to reach out and go, I screwed up, I'm sorry, I totally dropped the ball, I forgot. Stop. Not, I forgot, but... And then try to justify the reasons why you forgot. Mm-hmm. Leave it at the honest reality of, I made a mistake. That's okay. It really is. Believe it or not, the person on the other end may be upset, or the other couple might be upset that you forgot, but they're going to be less upset than if you insult them by trying to bullshit your way out of the situation versus just owning up. Mm-hmm. Or if you changed your mind, hey, we decided not to. We should have contacted you. One, obviously, something like that comes up, reach out. You know, communication, again, communication. It's like a message we preached over the last 7 years, communication. But still, just be honest. Here's the deal. You know what? We got cold feet. When you're new in the lifestyle, that happens, right? You're supposed to do something, and you're excited, but you're nervous. And then when it gets right to the point, that magic moment of walking out the door, fear, uneasiness, uncertainty gets the best of you, and that's okay.
Gut feeling. I told one guy, I'm like, I just don't have, it just, my gut feeling is like, no, this is not the night.
And there goes the reputation that you get from that. Yes, anytime somebody else is looking forward to something and they're let down, they're going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. And we all know that a lot of times people will respond when they're hurt or disappointed, maybe kind of snide, kind of mean back, mm-hmm. right? But I'm telling you, when you can be honest and say that and be honest about what happened or why, mm-hmm. what they can't say is that, oh my God, they fucked me over and they thought I was an idiot.
Yeah.
Here's the other reason why this is so huge, why your reputation is so huge with this. Some people, even when you're honest with them, are so upset, or maybe just don't have the same social skills and values and norms that you do, that they're going to try to bash you to other people. Mm. Oh, yeah, they were such a dick. They just did this. I'm sure they're lying. If people know your reputation, know that you are a stand-up person, stand-up guy, stand-up girl, stand-up couple, they're going to look at that situation and they're going to look at your past reputation and make their determination on what who they believe and what they believe. Mm-hmm. And that can make a huge difference on how far does the rumor mill drama mill go?
Let's see, one guy was going to hook up and he was like, you know, work was really hard and I'm just totally drained. You know, can we schedule for a different time? That's fine. I can appreciate that. We all have rough days at work. It happens.
We have rough days in life.
Except this girl came over for me to help her with something. And then she goes, yeah, I just hooked up with so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
So he turned me down to go hook up with you.
Yeah.
Knock on. I don't care. That just tells me a lot about him, and he never had a chance after that.
Right, and there's a silver lining. But the other thing was is anytime you heard stuff about him, you didn't continue rumors, whatever. But
no,
anytime you heard
it
anything,
stopped with me. It's just like, no, okay.
But that it didn't surprise you. Mm-mm. It didn't surprise you. Mm-mm. It is amazing. How can we expect our communication to be right and solid with a couple? Or with an individual, or within ourselves. If when we're wrong, we lie. We lie, cheat, steal, we hide. We try to give excuses, whatever. Your value as a person, your value as a couple, your value in real world as well as the lifestyle community is based upon your reputation. And your reputation is made or demolished based upon honesty and that overall concept of who you are. It's such a big factor in determining what you're about.
But if someone asks you about your opinion of them and they don't know your history with him, would you tell them? No. Because, you know, there was one time I was at a bar and this girl goes, you know, I'm going to hook up with so-and-so. I said, that's awesome. The next week she goes, oh my God, why didn't you tell me? Tell you what? Oh my gosh, this dirty talk. It was so horrible. I said, you might like it. Mm-hmm. I didn't, but you might like it. So I'm not going to yuck it. And that's something for you to find out on your own.
Now, here's one thing though, with I will say with that, if someone specifically asked me, because I get asked, mm-hmm. Do you know of anything? Should I be concerned? Is there anything should I be concerned about? Whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Here goes back to that long way, this example. I'm never going to share details because that's speaking unless it happens specifically to me.
Right.
But I have no problem telling someone I have heard some things that would have me, it would be something I would look into and I would really consider. I would think it through. Or I've heard some negative things. I haven't personally experienced, but I've heard negative things.
Yeah.
I won't sell further than that if you specifically ask me. I'm not going to tell you specific examples because if I wasn't there, that doesn't involve.
Okay. She says being stood up is different than sex.
Yes.
Agreed. But just because he didn't show up for me doesn't mean he isn't going to show up for somebody else.
Now, if they're perpetual, if you've tried a couple of times, and at some point in time in there, let's face it, if a couple of times, each time it's something came up every single time, mm-hmm. at that point in time, there's going to be a thing of, okay, well, then we need to stop, and you let me know when you actually have a clear state, I'm not going to schedule anything with you again, because obviously you're too busy. I think that there again, if the honesty factor is there, mm-hmm. it can make such a difference on how the perception is. You know, we all should give people somewhat leeway. Shit does happen. Mm-hmm. People can be late. People can be whatever. And even give a little leeway in the fact that when you're either hooking up with or meeting up with an individual, like you're a singles meeting up or other couples, you don't want to have, you know, ruined your chance, right? Something stupid happened, you got cold feet, and you don't want to say that and then never have a chance with them again. I get that. Mm-hmm. But honest communication, explaining how you feel and why, it's just, I think that the point I'm trying to make is people make so many stupid excuses. And the thing is folks, when we make an excuse to someone, when we're not honest, when we go, well, you know, I lost my finger in a farming accident, you know, it's whatever. If you say something stupid, you make up some stupid excuse. Guess what? Most of the time, people can see right through that. People can see right through that. Mm-hmm. And that's shitty. Okay, now just what I've had to cancel last minute. Person thought I was lying. Okay, and with that, and Jessica makes a great point with that. We can't control how people perceive us. But as long as you were honest, Jessica, at that point in time, well, there are some people that are just fuckwads.
Well, the thing is that if you tell them and they don't believe you, you can go, you can either believe me or not. And then if they still don't believe you, did you really want to hook up with them anyway?
Yeah, it becomes a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Now, so take it up out of just the personal level. Here's a unique part of the lifestyle that I think where this also ties more and more into. In the lifestyle, it's a known thing how people are so, or many times are very helpful with each other, right? That there's a different level of trust we have in the lifestyle with each other than we have outside in the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. It is so easy, and this is something I bet all of them. I say it, and trust me, I've been burned by it a million times. I'm not even thinking. Somebody says something to me, and I will agree to all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. Because I'm being nice, I'm in the moment, whatever. When the time comes and they want to collect, I'm faced with a choice. You either pay that debt, you own it, you may hate it, but you own it, or you don't. And you can either be honest about it and say, fuck no, I was stupid, I really didn't mean it to begin with, or you can ditch people. The reality of it is, one in the car business, we had a huge saying. When you negotiated a car deal, whatever comes out of your mouth, you own. So when you're negotiating numbers, if the car is priced $10,000 and you say, if I could do it for $9,000, would you? Guess what? You can't go up from $9,000. You own $9,000. They go, how about $8,000? You go, how about $8,100? You can't go back to $9,000. You own it. When shit comes out of our pie hole, we own it. We have a responsibility. So if you tell somebody, I'm going to help you. Hey, you're at the bar. You're unemployed now. This is not officially, but sort of. You're unemployed in a roundabout way. If someone says to you, you're talking we're at Moonshine or Friday night. We're talking. They're like, you know what? I'm going to shoot you an email. I'm going to send you my HR director's email for you to send a resume to. And everyone's like, what? No, don't. Anyway, no. But at that point in time, here's the deal. You own that. And no, that did not happen, FYI. So no, I'm using the example. Like, but at that point in time, you own it.
Yeah.
You've agreed to help someone. You own it. And to go to just act like it's never been said, to ignore it, or down the road, somebody goes, hey, about that email, I'm like, oh, that person left. I don't know the new HR person, and lie about it. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. That damages what the very lifestyle, what the community of the lifestyle is about, all the way through. Mm-hmm. It's what is so ironic about the lifestyle is we spend more time talking about the very key foundation to everything in the lifestyle. Before consent, entry level, it's not consent. Entry level is not hygiene. Entry level is not comfort. Entry level, the very most key component that if you do not have a solid foundation, if you build it with sand, it will crumble, is communication. And we continually have to talk about it because in so many areas, we, for some reason, the concept doesn't equate to people. It's your foundation. So it's the foundation of every single part of the lifestyle. And if you look at the lifestyle, you look at the people that you consider successful, look at their communication, what you'll find is successful people in life have powerful communication in all avenues of their life. This isn't like just a secret for just the lifestyle, but it's in every part of it. We don't get to pick and choose what part of communication or what parts of the lifestyle we want to communicate in. Mm-hmm. People talk about wanting to play alone. People talk about wanting to be able to do things out completely outside of the norms. If you don't have communication, you will fail. Ta-da. It's that simple. If you are a couple and you start playing, and as soon as that dick comes out and their dick goes in somebody's mouth or in somebody's pussy, or, you know, you put a dick in your pussy, whatever the case may be, once that happens, if you don't have the communication, you are doomed. It's over. Don't know how long it'll take, but the crumbling begins at that moment in time. And it's the same with other aspects on of the relationships within the lifestyle. Because here's the thing. If you can't communicate honestly with me, if you say, using the example that did not happen, just an example of with Amanda about the HR thing, if you can't follow through with that, why? Why and on what realm, reason, ever do you think I would trust you enough to fuck you or let you fuck her? If you can't be honest and communicate on something so simple, why would I ever? And we know that I have a history. We know I have a history of fucking crazy girls. And even that I would, I mean, why would you even think? Why would you even think? That's a joke, ladies, just saying. Mm-hmm. But why would you think that? And that's the part that's so absolutely amazing. Can you tell we've had a bunch of bullshit like that and it's just driving us insane?
Well, this morning it was another straw of someone saying they're going to do something and don't do it. And then it burns us pretty bad. And we're like, well, that's awesome. So I'm like going,
that's awesome.
So as we're sitting there talking this morning, I'm like going, how many times have we been burned?
Yeah.
Adult lifestyle, just in real life, of people lying. Don't say you're going to do something and not follow through. That's lying, because you had no intention of following through. Mm-hmm. You've got party hosts that lie to hotels. So we've had to deal with that, of these hotels going, you know, these people were walking around topless in front of kids and playing in the
fucking in a pool, making it shit in the kids.
Pool, and the God. Poor sales guy couldn't even say boobs. He just joggled his imaginary boobs in front of him. I'm like going, oh like my 12. Gosh.
It was funny as hell.
And it's like we're facing all this stuff, and all of a sudden it's like you get fed up.
Well, you see,
you don't need to lie. And the only thing I can think of is maybe we're too fucking honest.
Probably. You start to see a pattern, and you start to equate the fact of how many people are negatively affected. I'm not going to say hurt, but negatively affected by the dishonesty factor. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking about it, looking at every single level, it's like, mm-hmm. and it's the most easily avoided disappointment we have. In the kindler, gentler world we talk about, you see posts and you see the concept of helping people and be good to people and all those things. And yet the simplest way to do that is to be honest and respectful. It's one of the hardest things that
I mean, at some point it'd be hard to keep your lies straight.
That in the that part, especially when
it's
it comes
like,
to
shit,
the
what did I tell him?
What did I tell this person? And what did I tell that person? And once you get a mix, all right, there.
My baggage is my arm won't move.
Here?
No, up.
Scratch. There it is.
Oh. I no up.
Ow! Ooh, see, that was too high, too high. But the thing is that
bare skin.
Once that gets out, once you're caught, you're caught, mm-hmm. and that to undo that is damn near impossible, and it's so easily avoidable. I mean, this is the. We talk about having rules in the lifestyle. We talk about having rules are nothing more than a communication aid. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. Boundaries are nothing more than a communication aid, right? We talk about reevaluating and basically re-looking, taking time at different intervals and looking at your lifestyle journey. These are all, everything is a communication aid. Mm-hmm. Dealing with fucking people, if somebody does go outside the rules of consent, reporting it, it's a communicate it back to about communication for the safety of the welfare of the group. everything leads back. It's like the Kevin Bacon game, but everything starts with there. And so if we don't start to work and improve on that, what's going to happen is we're going to continue to see, you're going to continue to see and have issues in your journey in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And what will really start to happen is you want to talk about feelings of being ostracized or things being clicky. Have the reputation of being that person.
Yeah.
The person that is full of shit. That person that you can't trust. Once that's your reputation, honestly, that is damn near impossible mm-hmm. to shed. And in the days of social media, it is even easier to quote unquote write checks that you can't cash or write statements that then all of a sudden you don't want to cash. Mm-hmm. And it's not an option.
Well, we know a couple of different people. They sign up for parties all the time and then they never show up or they cancel last minute. And it's like, okay, so now the joke, and you hear other people saying it. I've said nothing. Oh, so-and-so signed up for the party. They won't come.
Yeah, wait a minute. What's the excuse this time?
Right.
What's their excuse this time? That's literally, I mean, if you want to know what, as other event planners, when we're at events, people will hear, the event planners will say stuff around it because they know we throw events. So, and we hear that all the time. Oh, so-and-so, yeah, they're not, we won't allow them anymore to sign up.
Yep.
You know, and think about them for a minute. Think about right now what you have in your mind, what you have planned for the next couple of months or for the rest of 2024. How would you like to be the person that's what they're known for? That the joke is, oh my God, that person actually showed up to an event. Can you believe it? and people go, well, it's harmless, but it's not harmless because the way they do it,
you're always planning for it. You plan for a certain number of people. The person the week before goes, can I have my money back? I can't come.
Or they cancel the day of, and all of a sudden somebody that wanted to come, that wanted a room or wanted a space or wanted whatever, got turned down mm-hmm. because you were full. It does affect other people. See, this is the part so big, they just don't get it. It does take and affect other people. It's kind of like it's not a victimless crime, so to speak. Hey, people used to say that to me at meet and greets. What? Jessica, what did people used to say to you at meet and greets?
She wasn't going to show up, probably.
Nuh-uh. Jessica shows up. Jessica's always at stuff. Don't listen to him, girl. Just be honest. Oh, she finally showed up. Okay, well, that's different. Now, wait a minute. There's a difference between, oh, she finally showed up because you don't get to a lot of things. Or, like, you purposely were, like, taking spots and then, like.
It's not like you don't have, like, six different jobs.
No shit. Just saying. And here's the other thing. I want to go back because, again, Jessica touched on it. There are going to be times when you're honest with somebody that they just aren't going to like that response. Mm-mm. And that's okay. You know, the only couple, if you're doing this as a couple in the lifestyle, the only couple that has to be okay with your journey is the two of you. It doesn't matter if another couple doesn't like your rules or doesn't like what you guys do. If what they do doesn't coincide with what you guys do and you go, I'm sorry, it doesn't coincide. Thanks a million. If they're pissed, that's their problem. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with an individual. As long as you can look yourself in the mirror and know you're honest up front with it, if they don't like that response, that's okay. I understand that. I think people have that fear. They've had that happen to them enough that's the natural reaction is to go to excuses, right? To go to something. Okay,
but think about this. If somebody rented a hotel room mm-hmm. and you canceled last minute,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be a little upset because they just threw a bunch of money away. But you could offer them half the money.
Right, exactly. Look,
to be cool about it because it did happen. Something did happen or came up and you couldn't make it. Instead of just flat out ghosting them and sticking them with a huge bill.
Right.
That would piss me off.
But that would infuriate me.
Well, I'd get upset.
I would be much more if somebody said, this is what happened. I'm sorry. And they just told me the truth. To probably go. And if they said, I'll cover it through my money now. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. But if you fucking tell me something stupid, you know, Again, like I lost my finger in a farming implement accident today, and you're not a farmer, and you still have all your fingers, I'm going to go, you can pay me part of the money. Mm-hmm. It's just...
We have just one guy whose dad died 3 times.
Yeah. 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 This fucking guy, he's had more of his mom, and he has more parents than anybody we've ever met.
Yeah.
And he can't figure out why we won't let him come to events. Because, again, here's the thing. After communication, level two of the foundation is what? I'll wait for the answer for everybody to figure it out. Trust. Thank you very much. If you can't communicate effectively, then the trust isn't going to be there. Mm-hmm. Once you break the trust, there we go. So again, and what ex, what what ends up happening is that excuses demolish trust. Mm-hmm. Folks, live by the simple rule. If you thought of an excuse before you say it to somebody, this is kind of like a pickup line. Before you actually, if you think of like, this is the greatest pickup line ever, before you actually go to an event and say it to somebody of the opposite sex, say it, go to a mirror, say it out loud, and listen to it. And go, if you giggle, smirk, or go, that sounds dumb, I wouldn't fall for that, don't say it, right? It's the same with a fucking excuse. Don't do it. You just fucking don't. You don't say it. Don't. Say it out loud first. Trust yourself. Larry put, people with families, especially young kids, are more likely to cancel regularly. Those of us that have been there understand. Exactly. Ding, 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 ding. Winner. If you're honest with us and tell us that and say that, anybody, if you've had kids or you have kids, come on, we know that, that kids are they're table lickers. They're the unknown factor, right? They just they're like squirrels on crack. It is what it is. And God knows you can leave them and everything's good, and within 2 minutes they can all hell can break loose. That's the joy of children. That's why we have sex with other people, so we don't have more of them. It is what it is. So yeah, we understand. But again, just be honest with us. If you're it's if there's a potential when you set something up that it could be iffy, like when I was in the car business, okay, when I was in the car business, we had to set everything up. We would set up a time with a caveat. Every single thing was, here's the deal. Okay, the plan is that we'll meet at 9. Please understand, I'm in the car business. Being in the car business on Saturday nights, I can't leave just because we close it at 7 o'clock. I have to stay until the last deal is done. Some nights I'm there till midnight. We'll obviously do our best to keep you up to date. But there's a chance. And it hurts because some people didn't want to do that. And some I understood. Some people
didn't, but we were just talking about this couple earlier today. We had times we're going, okay, I'm like at his work going, okay, as soon as he's done, it's looking like he's close to being done. Okay, well, whenever he's done, come over. One time we showed up at midnight.
Okay, so that Saturday, do you remember what was going on? I got stuck at work late again, and then it had been a Nebraska home game, and we got stuck in Nebraska home game traffic going to Omaha, and we're sitting there going, at 11:30, we're still like,
we're coming.
If you guys would totally understand, if like, no, it was all, then they were so cool about it.
They were very cool.
It was like 12 or 12:15 when we got there.
And then we stayed until like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, we had a blast, but it was like, but we always had to do that caveat. And so if you know that that's a possibility, mm-hmm. again, honest communication. See, here we go. You're one step away from Kevin Bacon. Honest communication. If you know that there's a potential, say it ahead of time. Communicate that ahead of time. If you know, let's use the example that didn't happen with Amanda for the emailing. If you know that there's a chance, hey, I can send this to you, but we're in a transition period, so there may be a new HR person. Communicate it. It's so simple to add those few, the added parts. And then no one, you're not scrambling. You don't feel dumb if something happens because you were honest and you communicated the situation correctly ahead of time. You didn't overpromise. You didn't underdeliver. It's weird. So I'm going to hit that phrase just for a quick second. This is the other part of this because a lot of you can appreciate this as well. We've talked about this before. We shouldn't have to talk about this, but it's kind of fun. When you're talking about this, again, when we talked about this, how this affects every part of the lifestyle. Every part.
Wait, what? Every
part? When you're talking about fucking someone, what do we always say? Under promise, over deliver. Who are the worst fucks you've ever had, Amanda? What should they said ahead of time? I'm putting her on the spot a little bit with this, so bear with me.
Well, let's see. I'm going to make it to where you can't walk for 2 weeks. Yeah, that was funny.
That was a good one.
I just kind of laughed as he was walking out.
Yeah. Normally, no problem. Could have ran a marathon after that one.
To fight.
When she got waxed the last time, that made her so she couldn't walk right for a couple of days. This dude's dick was never going to make that happen. Ever.
No. Gosh, what
else? I'm going to make you squirt.
Oh,
there's all the ones that were going to fucking...
I'm going to make you squirt. Yeah, no, you're not. Granted, after taking testosterone, it happens way easier now.
I'm going to pound up all the fucking people. Over promise. Under deliver.
I have this huge dick.
Obviously, the definition of human you start
might be above average, but that's not
huge. If you have a seal killer and all it does is limp there, it doesn't matter.
Granted, I don't give a shit about that part.
The thing is, again, the reason I bring this up because it's kind of funny, but it ties into the fact of just let your actions speak for themselves. Actions are the key to everything. That's the whole thing. Actions. Are you respectful of somebody else? How are you respectful? You communicate if something comes up. You communicate ahead of time if there's a potential of being an issue. How are you respectful? You just say you're excited to meet and then let your penis do the fucking talking for you after that point. How are you respectful? You think and go, yes, I can attend the event. You click attend and then you get yourself and you actually show up. Or if something happens, comes up, you let the host know respectfully and honestly explain what happened so that everybody can win. It's not that difficult. Again, for me, it's harder to get a condom on than it is to do these basic concepts. Seriously. I have a harder time opening a condom wrapper. It's like me trying to drive and open a bag of chips at the same time. Whatever.
Chips would be easier.
I mean, it's just one of those things, but it's not that fucking difficult. But the effects are huge. The effects are fucking huge. Because here's the thing. When I've listened, because I'm reading all the text messages that you're fucking sending her. I'm reading all of them. I'm hearing the magic promises of what you're going to do to her. And I'm looking over, and she's not yet well-versed in the not eye-rolling blatantly, obviously. And you're
working on the eye-roll thing.
And you look over, and you can hear her eyes go. From the eye-roll, you're just like, I think I'm about time to finish up here. And we almost make it to the car before she goes, what the fuck was that? I mean...
I'm trying to think of the last one I got. I went, you've got to be kidding.
God.
I'll make you call me daddy.
Oh, my God. No, when I heard that, I was like, please, God, let's hear this. It's going to be awesome.
Horrible.
We never even got to the point that that was a possibility. We never even got to the point of going, Dad. I mean, it was just like, yeah.
That's just like, okay. The latest one was the guy that was like, hey, I want to hook up, or I want to make some content with
you. Oh, for the love of fuck.
Okay, we'll send some pictures, and you know, we'll base it upon there.
Wait, pause. He reached out to us on your adult website. That is obvious, your adult website. I'm a 23-year-old bull.
That's a turnoff right there.
It can be. It is,
usually.
I'm a 23-year-old bull. I would like to make content. Excellent. So we responded. So that's great. Quest that you please, you know, send a couple, four different pictures. Full frontal, full back, full side, and a face pic. The exact same thing that you get asked all the time. It's very, very common to get asked to send those
they
pictures.
They don't give a shit what your body looks like. They just want those pictures.
We're not saving the pictures to jack off to him. We don't fucking care. And he initially responded, asked if we, he asked instead of emailing to us, which is how everybody does it. And it was there any other way that he could send them? And it's like, yep. We went and sent him your Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then he sent another email like, well, can you send me Snapchat? Because I'm just afraid of you keeping, of saving the pictures. I, in my calm, business-like manner, responded back, how in the fuck are you going to make it in porn if you are afraid of people keeping your pictures? Because a lot of people want to make porn as long as you don't have to see their face or there's no way that anybody know about it. That's great, but there's all kinds of
things. You can be honest and say, well, because of my job, I have to wear a mask. Okay, been there, done that.
And
I don't care. Or because of this, but, you know, but whatever.
And then the response is like, well, just till I get to know you. No, you were 23 and you thought you could find a way to fucking bang somebody who does porn. There's a difference. It's the lies are obvious. It's just, Larry, the longer you're in the lifestyle and the more events you go to, you will build your own reputation, good or bad, from your own actions and words. Larry, that is fucking awesome. I'm going to say it again. The longer you're in the lifestyle and the more events you go to, you will build your own reputation, good or bad, from your own actions and words.
How's your reputation?
Shitty, probably. I'm probably known as the biggest dick there is. And that's good. It's not as in size of my cock, but just as a dick. But
to certain people, yeah.
But I that,
have,
but
we and, have, we knew one guy, he'd probably 400 pounds, whatever, sit there like a bump on a log. Make his wife do all the flirty stuff while he just sat there and expected everybody to come up to him. I'm like, yeah, no. He wanted to hook up. I'm like, okay, he wanted to hook up with her. And I'm like, well, I'll take one for the team. And then his drunk wife came up to him and said, she's too big for him.
I'll never forget that. That was a long conversation.
Wait, right what?
That was awesome. The thing is, and if you don't, when you come to one of our events, you'll get to meet Larry because Larry comes to our events, a very good friend of ours. And Larry is 100% correct. And Larry has a tremendously excellent reputation because he lives by that very philosophy. We control our own lifestyle journey. We talk about in the lifestyle the drama and the shit that happens. The truth is, most of it is our own doing or undoing. Or how other people believe it is 100% our doing or undoing. Look, you're always going to be somebody that's going to believe anybody they hear. Great. That's fine. But the bulk of people, you'll never know. They'll never say it to you if they believe what they believe or don't believe. But they have an opinion, and it's right there exactly, based upon what your words and your actions. Do they mesh? Are they the same? Is what you say what you're going to get? It doesn't say you have to be perfect. We all fuck up and make mistakes. It's owning the mistakes that you make. It's following through even if the situation you overpromised and you went, It is what it is. If you want the lifestyle to be fun, you have to eliminate the shitty parts of it. And part of that is the excuses. Excuses lead to drama. Excuses lead to lies. Lies lead to drama. This is Sesame Street. There's a lot of Sesame Street references today. This show is brought to you by 69. The thing is that it's Sesame Street. If you play ball in the house, you knock over the vase breaks, the baby cries, mom gets mad. And so what do you, if you always keep playing ball in the house, guess what's going to continue to happen? It's the same thing. So how do you make it a better experience? Stop it. Stop the stupid shit. Stop the insanity. Stop the lies. Stop the excuses. Be real. Be honest. Evaluate yourself. The biggest part of these shows, we do this shit, right? We yammer all this shit out continuously. it doesn't do any good to listen to these shows and go, wow, that's a great show, great concept. It's on TV. The only value that you will ever get from Crazy Truth About Swinging or Casba's Rant is if you take the shit you hear. What it, and look, you may listen and go, they've lost their ever-loving fucking mind. You wouldn't be the first person to say that. And probably if you're a chicken, go, he's crazy. That might make me more attractive. Don't know. Anywho, the thing is what you do with it is when you take it and you go and evaluate your life and look at your lifestyle experience and go, does this apply to me? There's a lot of people who listen to the show we don't know. So a lot of people go, oh, you're talking about a specific person. No, we're talking about specific events or a general concept.
No, but, it was just a discussion we had this morning after getting burned.
But if you take and examine your life, you might be amazed. After every single weekend, after every single event, we do a lot of fucking events and go to a lot of fucking events. I run through the events in my mind because there are events I go, ooh, fuck. Shouldn't have done that, son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. Because you have to evaluate. It might be shit you're doing without anything. As I said early on, I'm notorious for like agreeing to whatever anybody says and then getting burned on that. My great uncle loved to go to auctions. He was a farmer. Loved to go to auctions. Went to like friends' auctions and shit to help bid up prices. And without a doubt, he'd always be dragging home a bucket of some fucking just bunch of shit. Right? Just stupid crap. Because he got to fucking around at the auction and he was bidding it just to, because he was bored and it was funny. And it was just, and then all of a sudden he won. He won that. And his wife would get so pissed. He would come home with just tons of shit. That's me. There's a lot of times I come home and go, oh, fuck, I said that. Son of a bitch. But when he did it, he still took and brought it home. He didn't go, no, no, I don't want it now. I said, no, never mind. I was just kidding. No.
Or if you've had too much to drink, you go, did I say that? I don't remember saying that. You
said okay, yep. Great. Now I own it. That's the whole thing. So you have to evaluate. So we evaluate. We try to do better. You try to – but that's the part of this show that you have to get is that what will you do with this afterwards? Now, let's face it, the other reality of these shows, which is always ironic and so disgustingly true, 99% of the people across the country that need to hear our message never hear it. So it's up to you to share it with them and go, hey, you really need to hear this new highway. That's what I would encourage you to do. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't encourage you to do that, but just say it. Just take it and play it over and go. Get a whole bunch of goofy people together you know need to hear it and send a list of. Hey, look, the show's over. Yeah. Good Lord. All right. Well. Isn't that sexy? Now, if that show didn't give you a boner, nothing will. This is probably... I don't care.
We're not like some of those more, podcasters that make more, their shit up.
There's more to the lifestyle than just having a hard-on.
Are you sure about pussy. That?
Well, yeah. Okay. I've heard.
Okay. At least we don't make up our conquest.
Oh, this whole thing was a lie. None of this has happened. We've been cooking this up for 3 weeks. It was awesome. We just sit in our little cave and just make shit up. What if? Okay. Just saying. We're not even swingers. We don't even know you people. We don't even look like this. This is a wig. Just so you know, this is a fucking wig and a glue-on beard. Just saying. I look like I'm 12. All right. That being said,
you do,
thanks.
You baby face.
Thanks for listening. We sure hope that this caused you to want to go and make mad, passionate love to the next person you see. If so, don't forget to get your stuff for a Crazy Winter. By the way, the Host Hotel is already starting to sell substantially, so I wouldn't piddle around and go to crazycasba.com. See all of our events. Check it out. Another big thank you to our sponsors, ASN Lifestyle Magazine, Smoking Meats Barbecue Treats.com, and motorbunny.com. God, all sense. Couldn't even read my own fucking shit. Don't stick with us. We're going to have another show coming up on our way home after we get back from Exotica. Remember, we're making a run to 300. You don't want to miss the 300th show. Just saying. I don't know what it'll be about, but I bet it'll be really cool because it'll be 300. Just saying. Well, will there be cake?
I can make you a cake.
It'll be making us a cake. It's not just me. Honey, it's us. Without you, it's just... The A holds it all together. With that being said, kids, you know, the only way how, the only, wait, what do I usually do? 300 shows, I don't know how to end the motherfucker. With that being said, you know, the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever motherfucking will, Kazma style, out. Bye.